Welcome. In this intermediate resampling lesson, we'll clean a metric DJ intro in Ableton Live 12 for late night roller weight. I'll walk you through a focused bus processing and resampling workflow using only Live 12 stock devices so you can capture a single heavyweight intro file that sits in a late night roller slash DNB context. What you'll build: a processing chain on the original DJ intro using EQ8, compressor, drum bus, multiband dynamics, saturator, utility and auto filter. Then resample two variations, a late night weight version and a clean edit, and warp and trim the final clips for arrangement or DJ use. Let's get started. Preparation first. Import the DJ intro audio into a new audio track and name it DJ intro raw. Create a group and name it DJ intro bus. Drag the raw track into that group and solo the group so you only hear the intro while you work. Remember, our task is to clean a metric DJ intro in Ableton Live 12 for late night roller weight. Stage 1. Basic cleanup and level staging on the raw clip set Warp to Complex Pro that preserves vocal quality and transients for full spectrum material. Trim silence and set clip gain so peaks sit around -6 to -3 dBFS on the master. This gives headroom for processing. On the DJ intro bus, insert EQ8 first. Do a low cut at 30 Hz with a steep slope to remove rumble. Apply a narrow cut around 250 to 400 Hz, about -2 to -4 dB with Q around 2, to reduce muddness. If you hear honky resonance in 800 to 1500 Hz, make a small narrow cut of -2 to -3 dB. If the voice needs air, a gentle high shelf above 8K Hz of +1 to +2 dB is okay, only if needed. Stage 2. Control dynamics and transient shaping for roller weight. Next, insert compressor set to peak on the bus. Use a 2:1 ratio, attack around 10 to 20 ms, release 100 to 150 ms, and set the threshold for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on peaks. This tames spikes but preserves groove. Add drum bus after the compressor to warm and shape low end. Keep drive subtle, around 0.5 to 1.5 dB. Move character toward saturate about 30 to 40% if available. Reduce transient by about 10 to 20% to soften attack for that late night feel. If needed, nudge boom up slightly, plus 0.5 to plus 2 dB, to give some more presence. Drum bus adds perceived weight and blue. Use it lightly. Stage 3. Multiband control for focused low-end weight. Place multiband dynamics after drum bus. Set split points so the low band runs up to tilde 120 Hz, mids 120 to 2000 Hz, and highs above 2K Hz. On the low band, apply gentle compression, ratio around 2:1, attack 10 ms, release 200 ms, threshold for roughly 2 to 4 dB gain reduction, to even out the sub. On the mid band, lightly reduce gain -1 to -2 dB or compress a bit to keep the vocal clear. Keep the high band minimally processed so intelligibility stays intact. This lets you glue the low end without crushing mids. Stage 4. Stereo image and mono low end. For mono low end, add utility as the final device for quick checks, but the cleaner method is EQ8 in M/S mode. Insert EQ8, switch mode to M/S, and on the side channel add a high pass at 120 Hz 24 dB/oct. Leave the mid channel lows intact. That removes low energy from the sides, effectively keeping the bass mono below 120 Hz. If you prefer a simpler route, a second utility with width equals 0% will also collapse the whole signal to mono, but the M/SEQ is more precise. Stage 5. Saturation, harmonic enhancement, and essing. Add saturator before or after multiband and test both positions. Start drive around +1 to +3 dB and use a smooth curve like analog clip or soft sign. Enable 2x oversampling if you need cleaner harmonics. If sibilance is present, use multiband dynamics on the high band or a compressor with a sidechain EQ to clamp 6-8 kHz only when it spikes. Live doesn't have a dedicated de-esser, so use these methods to tame harshness. Stage 6. Automation for tonal shape at the end of the bus chain. Add auto filter as an automation tool. For a late night wait, automate a slight low pass around 12 to 14 kHz for the first several bars to tame harshness, then open it toward the end so the intro breathes into the drop or mix. Stage 7. Resampling the cleaned intro. Create a new audio track named DJ Intro Resample Wait. Set audio from to the DJ intro bus. Arm the track and set monitor to auto. Start arrangement record and record the section you want. Give yourself a 1 to 2 bar pre-roll so any plugin latency and automation ramps are captured. After recording, stop and check levels, normalize or adjust so peaks sit around -6 to -3 dBFS, and consolidate the clip into one file with CMD/Ctrl+J. Stage 8. Create a clean edit version for /B. Duplicate the group or create a second chain and bypass drum bus and saturator for a brighter, cleaner variant. Resample that into DJ Intro Resample Clean. Place both clips in the arrangement and switch between them to confirm the weight version adds heft without getting muddy. Stage 9. Final polish and warping for DJ. Use Warp the resampled clip in Complex Pro again and set the segment BPM to your set tempo, so playback stays pitch stable. Add micro fades, 2 to 10 ms, on clip edges to avoid clicks. If needed, nudge or quantize transient alignment for tightness. Finally, export a 24-bit WAV of the weight version for use in sets or as a stem. Common mistakes to avoid: don't oversaturate. Keep drive subtle or you'll kill transients and create mud. Don't crush dynamics with aggressive multiband compression. Aim for 1 to 4 dB of gain reduction per band. Never widen the low end below -120 Hz. Mono bass is essential. Double check your audio from when resampling so you don't record the wrong source or forget to arm the track. Always use Complex Pro for full range intros. Beats or tones will produce artifacts. And leave headroom. Target peaks around -6 to -3 dBFS. Pro tips: capture multiple passes with small tweaks to drum bus or saturator so you can /B quickly. Use a simple audio effect rack with two chains, weight and clean, and map a macro to crossfade their volumes for instant comparisons. If CPU is strained, freeze and flatten the group or use internal parallel chains instead of duplicate tracks. For de-essing, use multiband dynamics high band or a compressor with a narrow EQ sidechain. When you want more rhythmic motion, sidechain the low band to a subtle transient reference so the sub breathes without pumping the vocal. Mini practice exercise: take a 16-bar DJ intro and in 45 to 60 minutes, group it, apply EQ 8, compressor gentle, drum bus with soft drive and -15% transient, multiband dynamics with -3 dB low band compression, saturator +1.5 dB, and /SEQ to mono lows under 120 Hz. Resample the bus as intro weight V1. Then disable drum bus and saturator and resample intro clean V1. Compare in arrangement, note timestamps where weight feels off. Make one targeted tweak, resample again and export the final WAV. Recap: you've learned how to clean a metric DJ intro in Ableton Live 12 for late night roller weight, by setting up a focused bus chain, using EQ 8 for subtractive clarity, taming transients with compressor and drum bus, shaping low end with multiband dynamics, making the bass mono with /SEQ, adding subtle saturator, automating gentle filtering, and resampling into dedicated weight and clean files. Keep processing moderate, leave headroom, and save multiple passes so you can choose the best take for your set. That's it. Load your intro, follow the steps, and you'll have a heavyweight, late night ready DJ intro to drop into any set.